Diary, January 1889. January 1st to 31st, 1889. Battle Creek, Michigan. We enter upon another new year today. I devoted time to writing, met the laborers in the office, and after giving them a New Year's greeting, I spoke to them with much freedom. I took dinner with Edson and Emma at Frank Belden's. Dr. Kellogg put his horses and carriage at our disposal, and we rode out about 1 hour. Attended meeting in the tabernacle. Battle Creek. I feel thankful to the Lord this morning for the health he has given me. I praise his holy name. Visited Sister Golden in her little home. She is quite lonely since her daughter's death. Visited brother and sister Lucas. He has been far separated from God. He has put his money in a farm at Lansing and will without doubt lose on it. But he promised the Lord that if he made $1,000, he would put it into the cause of God. If he lost $1,000, he would put in $1,000 into the cause. The case is not yet decided. He has paid no tithe for 2 years, and he was becoming a changed man in spirituality because he was robbing God. He gave me a note for the treasury of God for $571.50. He recounted up all the interest and faithfully paid an honest tithe. Then he was happy. I visited brother and sister Hawhey. They had paid no tithe for years, had been robbing God. They gave their note for $300. Sent a letter of reproof and warning to Orrin Frisbee. He had been robbing God. Battle Creek. We have a very beautiful day. No snow, and the weather is clear and mild. I feel thankful to God this morning. He is moving upon the church. Last night we had a precious meeting. We called them forward for prayers, and the Lord did work. Many made confessions of backsliding from God and that they had robbed God in tithes and in offerings. This morning I visited some who needed help. Orrin Frisbee and his wife are returning to the Lord. He gave his note last night for $1,000. This morning I had a praying season with them. They broke all down and confessed their backslidings. The Lord helped me to give them words of counsel and encouragement. Attended meeting with the workers in the office. They are making decided advancement in coming to the light. Many precious testimonies were born. In the evening, we had a precious season in the tabernacle. Increased offerings were made, in back tithes and additional gifts, amounting to $2,000. All must go to the European mission. Battle Creek. I arose at 3 o'clock. Had not been able to sleep since the clock struck 2. Fanny Bolton, who has worked for me the past year, came from Chicago. We were glad to meet her again. I had visitors all day Friday, was too much exhausted to attend meeting in the evening. Brother and Sister Prescott called, and we had a good long talk. Battle Creek. I praise God for his goodness. I was able to sleep until 4:30. Which is not usual with me. I feel like urging my petitions to God for a deeper measure of His Holy Spirit. Spoke at the tabernacle at 10:30. It is a solemn sight to see the house filled with our people. The Lord gave a message to His people. I was greatly blessed while speaking. Hearts were melted with tenderness. In the afternoon, we had a goodly congregation. The good work had been going on in their hearts, and 185 testimonies were born in quick succession. Oh, there is a purer, clearer atmosphere. The Lord seems very near. Many testify to a new conversion. They are happy in God and in His light and His love, and are determined to profit by the words from God to them in the morning, and to show forth the praises of Him who hath called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. This has been a precious day to my soul. a good day to the church. Merritt Kellogg came today. Battle Creek. Arose at 4 and engaged in a season of prayer. This is my custom every morning. I receive comfort and encouragement as I claim the promises of God. Had a talk with Elder Corliss in regard to the proper persons to be associated as elders of the church. Was visited by the committee, and we had a pleasant talk together upon the management of the church in reference to its prosperity. Wrote 5 pages to Mary White. Sent 8 pages. Wrote 4 pages to Sister Ings. Wrote 8 pages to Brother Francisco. Wrote 6 pages for Sabbath school worker. Took dinner at Frank Belden's. The Lord gives me strength for which I praise His holy name. Battle Creek. Arose at 4:30. I am thankful for the precious night's sleep. I can seldom sleep over 5 hours and have slept 6. I received comfort in prayer. It is a rainy day, sleet and wind all day. I had a visit with Elder Fargo, Elder Van Horn, and Elder Miller. Had a call from Brother Prescott, and afterward from his wife. I have written several important letters that could not be safely delayed. At 8 o'clock, went to the train and found the cars delayed. The cars came at last, and we went on board. It was a stormy night. It was with difficulty the heavy boat crossed the water from Detroit to the Canada side. The cars rocked considerable. In the morning, we looked at the new suspension bridge. The water seemed to be very high and rough at the falls. We felt grateful to our Heavenly Father that we were preserved from accident and harm upon the journey. We looked for the first time upon the new suspension bridge. It proved to be for the last time, for in a short time after we looked upon it, it was cut off from both sides of the chasm and fell into the water. This is a great loss. In Buffalo, we came into the shelter of the covered depot sheds, and there remained several hours waiting for trains from Cleveland, which did not come. It was impossible to pursue the course we were then on, for a bridge had been swept away. The engine was fastened to the other end of our car. We reached Boston at 6 a.m., took a hack for the mission, paid $1, and finding no mission, we were obliged to pay $1 more to get to the Pittsburgh depot, where we could take the cars for Lancaster. Elder Haskell stepped on the train with us, and we had an interesting visit. We reached South Lancaster at 1:30 p.m. We were warmly greeted. Met Willie. We had become anxious for him because of the severe storm. There is a Lord over all. He cares for His people. Sister Priest is near her end. South Lancaster, Massachusetts. I spoke to the brethren assembled on Sabbath afternoon. Then we had a very interesting social meeting. South Lancaster. Attended meeting at 5:30 a.m. and was surprised to see a house full at that early hour. We had a good meeting. I spoke in the forenoon with much freedom. Brother Jones spoke in the afternoon. The house was crowded all day. There are many more out than we expected would be. South Lancaster. Sister Priest died last night at 4:30 p.m. Her funeral was attended this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Elder Haskell preached an excellent discourse. Elder Jones spoke in the evening. South Lancaster. Attended early morning meeting. There seems to be an interest to get out, and the house was well filled. I read to them an important article. Elder Jones spoke a short time. Social meeting followed. At 9 a.m., Elder Jones led a Bible class. Questions were asked and answered. We had a business meeting. Officers were chosen. South Lancaster. We had an early morning meeting. I spoke to those assembled in regard to their having faith and in regard to their confessing their sins. Some very direct confessions were made. We decided to make thorough work of the matter in these meetings. The school is giving up, and the attention of all is called to the work of seeking God with all the heart, confessing their sins. Road to Clinton with Elder Haskell, Sister Harris, and Fanny Bolton. Brother Jones held meetings all day. At 5:30 p.m., we had a meeting devoted to seeking the Lord. It lasted till within 10 minutes of evening meeting. Elder Jones spoke upon forgiveness of sins and faith in Christ Jesus. South Lancaster. Attended morning meeting at 5:30. It continued until 8:00. Souls are really pressing their way to the light. Oh, how I long to see them in freedom as sons and daughters of God. Meetings have been held all day. I have had a long and profitable conversation with Brother Haskell. His mind has been troubled, for he thought I was no his friend as I have been in times past. I convinced him that all these surmisings were without a particle of foundation. South Lancaster. I attended the early morning meeting, which continued from 5:30 a.m. until nearly 8:00. It was difficult to close the meeting. We had a heavenly sitting together, for Jesus was in our midst. The work has been steadily advancing for 1 week. No one seems to be indifferent and careless, but otherwise deeply interested partakers of the heavenly grace. Elder Haskell, Sister Harris, and I rode about 14 miles to a woolen mill manufacturing establishment. We called upon a brother and sister residing in Stowe, promised to return and take dinner with them. When we returned, we had a precious season of prayer. Again, we attended evening meeting at commencement of Sabbath. This seemed to be the most precious meeting we had yet attended. The Lord was in our midst, and that to bless. It commenced at 5:30 and could not be closed until 9:00. There was a meeting of the school conducted by the teachers in the school. It was a most refreshing season to them. It closed before the meeting in the church, and all came with the blessing of the Lord upon them. Oh, how good the Lord is! How precious is His truth! South Lancaster.
Elder Jones spoke in the forenoon with great power. It was meet in due season. In the afternoon, I spoke to the people with great freedom. Many, not of our faith, were present. We then had a social meeting, and testimonies were borne full of praise and thanksgiving that the Lord had blessed them. Their sins were forgiven. Light and happiness had come to their souls, and they never knew what it was to love Jesus as they did now. They could now see how much they had lost in indulging in unbelief, which kept their souls in perpetual darkness. This was a most precious Sabbath to our souls. We felt that we were breathing in an heavenly atmosphere, and Christ was indeed found of all those who sought for Him. This is indeed a wonderful outpouring of the Spirit of God, testifying to us what the Lord is willing to do for His people who will believe in Jesus for themselves. South Lancaster. Meetings for canvassers and business meetings occupied the forenoon. In the afternoon, I again spoke to the people, and the Lord came very near to me. I was greatly blessed, and the Lord did indeed grace the meeting with His presence. There is no diminishing of the interest. The work moves steadily forward, and truth and light and grace seem to pervade the hearts of the people. Last night there was a snowstorm. Snow fell about 1 foot deep, but it did not cool the ardor and interest of the people. The church was full. Up to this time, we had been favored by the Lord with pleasant, sunshiny days and beautiful, clear, moonlight nights. Monday, January 21, 1889. South Lancaster. The last general meeting was held Monday morning. It was a precious meeting. My time was occupied through the day with giving counsel to visitors and in writing out important matter. This day was devoted to packing up our things to go on our journey. We had many callers. I made several visits, giving personal labor to those who needed help. We had profitable conversation upon the truth and the soul's interest, and prayed with each family. Left South Lancaster at 8 a.m. Waited at Worcester for about 1 hour, then had no more change of cars until we reached New York City. Took cars for the mission and met Brother and Sister Kilgore, and the same night went over to Brooklyn Mission, managed by Brother and Sister King. Brother Johnson and his family were there. Would leave for Europe on the steamer next Saturday. Brooklyn, New York. Devoted the day to writing and to doing some shopping. Spoke in the evening to a room well filled. I had much freedom in speaking. We left Brooklyn, New York for Baltimore, where we were to change cars for Washington. We found the train we designed to take was all drawing room chair cars, which would cost Fanny and me $5 extra. We could not afford this extra expense and took a later train where we had good accommodations and had to make only one change more. My son Willie could not accompany us. He was obliged to do business in Philadelphia. We arrived all right in Washington City. There was no one to meet us, and we took a streetcar which conveyed us within a few blocks of the mission. We were glad to meet our friends. They had been to Depot for us, but were not successful in finding us as we were on a later train. Washington, D.C. Raining. We met here at Brother Saxby's mission, Sister Eaton, who called to see when we would go to Battle Creek. Her daughter is to accompany us to attend the college. Sister Eaton and her daughter have embraced the truth. Mr. Eaton, the husband and father, is much opposed to his wife. When he heard that his daughter was giving instruction to the younger children in regard to the Sabbath, he became very angry and stormed around considerably. The mother had been seeking earnestly that he should give his consent for the daughter to go to Battle Creek to school, but he refused decidedly to think of such a thing. When he learned that the 11-year-old daughter had taken her position with the mother and sister, his anger knew no bounds. He said he would not have his daughter in the house. She could go at once, the sooner the better. He would not have his children misled. He tamed down a little and was very kind in offering to get her suitable clothing. All things work together for good. The mother's wishes are to be gained in a way she little expected. Washington, D.C. I spoke to the people Friday night with much freedom. We met here Elder Cornell and wife. He looks considerable aged. She bears her age well. We met Sister Chamberlain, called Dr. Chamberlain. She has spent the last year with her daughter, who lives in Washington. We met Mr. Frost and wife here. They will keep the Sabbath.
It seems that this people have much to learn. Several keep the Sabbath, but still belong to and act apart in their several churches. They feel more decided now to break loose from the churches of which they are members and unite with Seventh-day Adventists as soon as our organization is perfected. There is a great work to be done, and we plead with God to send laborers into the vineyard. We had an excellent social meeting. I spoke again in the evening with great liberty. Washington, D.C. I devoted time to writing and the entertaining of those who called upon me. There was a meeting in the forenoon. Elder Corliss spoke with acceptance. Sunday evening, I spoke, with the blessing of the Lord resting upon me. Many, not of our faith, were at the meeting and listened with interest. Oh, that the Lord would open their understanding to see and know the truth. Spoke with many after the meeting. My heart is filled with praise to God for His great love to the children of men. Washington, D.C. We called at the dentist's to have work done on my teeth. I concluded to have a new set of teeth. Impression was taken.
We visited the art gallery. As the doors were not open, we walked up the street a short distance and went into a small store, bought a trifle, and asked for the privilege of remaining until the art gallery opened. We had a very pleasant conversation and soon talked of our faith. We believe those people are children of God. I sent them Volume 4, The Great Controversy, and tracts. Met my son and Elder Corliss in the art gallery. Attended meeting in the evening. I had freedom in speaking. The Lord blessed me, and many outsiders expressed their gratification in hearing the words spoken. Washington, D.C. Visited the dentist. The work on my teeth was going forward as rapidly as possible. Rode out with Brother Saxby, viewing the city. We had opportunity to speak to the people again. Some fine-appearing people come out to hear, and they listen with interest and seem anxious to speak with me after meeting. Several introduced their friends not of our faith. Washington, D.C. Had an interview with Sister Eaton, who is a very interesting lady. She has embraced the Sabbath. Her eldest daughter is with her in the faith. The husband and father is very much opposed. A daughter, 11 years old, has received the Sabbath. This enraged the father to high degree. He found the eldest daughter had been giving the reasons for the seventh-day Sabbath. He said she could have a week either to promise to give up the Sabbath or never say one word to the children in regard to the Sabbath, or she must leave home. She could not promise, and prepared to leave home and come to Battle Creek and attend the college here. W.C. White left for Williamsport after meeting closed. There he will meet Elder Brown, and a consultation will be held in regard to the work in New York. Washington, D.C. We devoted most of the time today to talking with Brother and Sister Saxby and packing up, ready to leave the place to meet Willie in Williamsport, en route to Syracuse, New York. Elder Corliss was designing to speak in the evening, but he was taken suddenly ill, making it impossible. He had chills and fever. Dr. Howard attended him. I was obliged to fill his appointment. We had a good meeting, bade adieu to many warm friends, and took the streetcar for the depot. The daughter of Sister Eaton and a young man, Theo Harris, accompanied us to Williamsport. Here we had a precious meeting in the evening. The Lord blessed us. I would have been pleased to remain longer. Fanny Bolton, Sister Eaton, and young Brother Harris left in the afternoon to go direct to Battle Creek.